File 3. Listening 2.
Just about everybody is familiar with Muzak, the recorded background music that's been played for decades in all kinds of public places, like elevators, hotel lobbies, waiting rooms, airports, and department stores. Plenty of people hate it, too, but not many people know the story of its invention and development. Muzak's origins lie in the U.S. military and a man called Major General George Owen Square. He was an inventor in the field of radio and also an aviation pioneer, helping with the first U.S. Air Force planes at the beginning of the 20th century. During the First World War, he was a leading figure in military signals technology and developed some of his work in that area to produce a system for wired sound. He realized that there was a market for this outside the military and sold the idea to a public utility company, which began piping music to a part of New York from his premises there. Pretty soon, radio was getting more and more widespread in people's homes, and this wired domestic music service no longer had a market there. But there was still a market for it in the commercial sector, and Square set up his own company to provide piped music to public buildings and companies. He named the company Muzak, and it was a great success. But piped music wasn't the full story, because in the 1940s, Muzak came up with the concept of stimulus progression. This was a belief that piped music in the workplace could increase production if it was done properly. The theory was that a worker's mood would be lifted by listening to music that was programmed in 15-minute segments. Each program began with the least stimulating music and ended with the most stimulating, with the last period of music followed by 15 minutes of silence. This helped turn Muzak into a commercial phenomenon, its products found everywhere. For many years, its dominance of the pipe music market was unchallenged until a rival form, Yesco, appeared in 1968. Yesco produced music made by real bands and singers, whereas Muzak's music was all made by its in-house orchestra. Muzak eventually caught up with the times and produced its own original artist material. One interesting fact is that at Muzak's own headquarters, there is no music in the elevators. It's played in every other room, but not there. This is, the company says, for symbolic reasons. When Muzak started, people needed to be persuaded to go into elevators as they were a new invention, and people were scared of them. The music helped to take this fear away. Now, the company doesn't want to be associated with elevator music, because it has a lot more to offer.